This is your NPR station, 90.3 WBHM, Birmingham. I'm Andrew Yeager. Alabama Secretary of State John Merrill has gotten into some nasty partisan Twitter battles recently. Merrill is a Republican, and he's running for re-election this Tuesday. Partisanship is to be expected among political candidates, but is it a problem when you're also the state's top elections official? WBHM's Mary Scott Hodgen explores the ethical questions this raises.
In a recent campaign ad, Secretary of State John Merrill stands outside in front of a red trolley car and urges the people of Alabama to get out and vote. Later in the video, he tells them how they should vote.
Go in the ballot booth and pull the red elephant's tail, voting for all the Republicans. We need your help and your support in making sure there's a red tidal wave.
Like many candidates running in Tuesday's midterms, Merrill is campaigning for himself and his party. The thing is, as Secretary of State, Merrill is Alabama's chief elections officer, so he oversees the election he's a part of. That's led to questions about whether that crosses an ethical line.
I mean, I think it's an unavoidable conflict of interest.
That's David Kimball, political science professor at the University of Missouri, St. Louis. He says this isn't new, and it's not unique to Alabama, but it's the level of partisanship that sets this apart.
Yeah, that's the problem in a nutshell. I mean, I think voters have a right to wonder, is John Merrill or any other elected Secretary of State making decisions that serve his political interests primarily, or is he making decisions that serve all Alabama voters?
Merrill says there's no conflict.
None at all. And the main reason for that is because of the way the Alabama election system is structured.
He says it isn't just him doing the job. Local election officials help administer elections too, Merrill says. David Kimball says that argument doesn't carry much weight.
It's not like he has no influence over elections there. He's the top election official in the state. He's got power.
Heather Milam is Merrill's Democratic opponent in the race. She says, by nature of the system, the position is partisan. But
I do think, though, that even though you are affiliated with a party, you can still execute the job in a nonpartisan fashion. It doesn't take much effort to just not say things that would influence an election.
That includes on social media. Merrill's come under fire recently for blocking his critics on Twitter, including Milam at one point. In a heated Twitter exchange, he told Mallory Hagan, a Democrat running for Congress, she is going to lose. And he's tweeted things like, liberals don't care about helping people. Heather Milam says Merrill is misusing his position.
He has the ability to influence elections, and that's exactly what he should not be doing.
When I ask Merrill about the impact of partisanship, he says he sees it differently. Is that not using your position as Secretary of State to influence the election results?
No, I don't think so at all.
Merrill says he keeps his party affiliation separate from his role as Secretary of State. But if that red tidal wave ushers in big wins for Republicans statewide, he would not be disappointed. Mary Scott Hodgen, WBHM.